Thank you for joining us today for our devotional thought. We want to focus our attention on a refuge, God being our refuge. Now, there's a difference between a retreat and a refuge. Many of us will go to a retreat for a weekend or maybe a week-long retreat, and as it's a real time of refreshment and joy. But when we get back home, bam, you know, all the refreshment's gone, all the joy is gone. It's back to the either the humdrum or the killer pace of life. But God's Word calls our God a refuge. Let me read a few verses from Psalm 18. It says in verse 1, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My buckler, which means my shield, refers to a battle, obviously. And the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Then verse 3, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. So there the idea of prayer, call upon God. I guess my question is, how much praying are we doing during this time of sequestering? We've got more time at home. I see people out walking and riding bicycles and doing all types of things because they're safer at home. But are we praying more at home? Are we praying together as a family? Are we praying together as couples? I really wonder if God isn't allowing this virus to call us to prayer, to call us to a refuge. You see, we've been going as a country through a spiritual battle, and Satan looks like he's been winning. Our country is beginning to become more and more wicked and vile, and we as believers need to be on our knees. Now, many times we will look at what's going on and we'll say, wow, I need an escape from life. No. You need an escape from the misery and the heartache and find the joy and the peace that you find in God. See, the root of your refuge, to whom you run when you're going through difficult times, is a strong foundation, and that has to be your faith in God and your faith in the promises of God's Word. The oldest and strongest refuges were carved out of bedrock, or maybe even built on strong foundations. And in the Bible, there are constant references to the idea that God is our refuge. Psalm 31:2, bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily, be thou my strong rock for a house of defense to save me. Somebody put it this way, when you hit rock bottom, remember that Jesus is the rock of your salvation. Psalm 62:6, he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved, and God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. See, these are times when so many people are filled with fear and anxiety, panic attacks. But if they look at us, they can discover that there is a rock to which we run, a refuge to whom we can seek. And you see, the solid foundation of our refuge is God's unchanging character. David sought refuge in God because he was first of all loving. Psalm 36:7. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. You can put your trust in the unchanging character of his love. Or how about the fact that he's strong? Psalm 61:3. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. The greatest point of advantage in a battle is a high point, being able to look down and see the entire panoramic view of the battle. So consequently, make God your tower. He is strong. He is loving. Thirdly, he's always present. Psalm 46:1, to the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song for Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So as our country is going through times of trouble, as we personally are going through times of trouble, let him be your refuge, to whom you run and find his loving kindness, find his strength, find that he's always present, and lastly, that he's good. Psalm 34:8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Blessed or happy or at peace is the man who trusteth in him. You see, the root of your refuge must be the very person of God. So our prayer should be, Lord, since you're all-knowing, you know my fears, help me to give my fears back to you. Since you're sovereign, help me to rest in your control. And since you're trustworthy, help me to relinquish my desires to understand as an offering of trust to you. Great prayer. Since you're all-knowing, since you're sovereign, and since you're trustworthy. So I pray that today will be a day that you turn to God as your refuge and find him to be present, loving, strong, and good. Heavenly Father, may this day be a day that we honor and glorify you. As the psalmist said, this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. May the Lord bless his people and draw to himself those who have not yet trusted his Son as their Savior. May that happen today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.